All right, the city of Dallas about to get a lot smarter, and you've been following this story. Apparently, this isn't new that Dallas has been named a smart city.
It's not. They started the initiative to become a quote-unquote smart city in 2015. Basically, what they want to do is they want to find a way to integrate all of the information and all the data within a city, like, you know, traffic lights, air quality, all of those things that we use on a daily basis, and they want to integrate it all so that that way, you know, it can ease traffic patterns in some heavily congested areas and things like that. It can even... Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Dave? Sorry.
You're raising your hand like it's a classroom.
Well, I have a question. You're giving us a lot of information, but I don't understand what a smart city is.
It's just like you would think of anything else, like a smartphone, a smart tablet. Using technology to the betterment of society is probably a good way to put it. But yesterday, the Dallas Innovation Alliance announced that Ericsson will be the new partner for the city for their advanced traffic management system. Now, what that means is, like I said, their cameras. They're going to be sensors and cameras at most major intersections in the city. And what they're going to do with that is they're going to try and find a way to integrate the data to make sure that lights are timed correctly, to ease any kind of congestion anywhere. Or if you even have an accident, there's a way with this new system through Ericsson that they can even call for a police and an ambulance before you even know what happened.
That would be great.
Yeah. So
this is not about, you know, sending people tickets for running red lights.
So they say. So far, yeah. They haven't said anything about it, you know, it having anything about red light tickets or anything like that. Of course, those are definitely a source of contention right now.
You would think that the technology that we have today, that it wouldn't be necessary for me to sit at a red light for a minute and a half at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody within 5 miles in any direction.
Well, that is true.
But that's not all this is about.
No, it's not. And like I said, air quality is a big thing here in Dallas, too. It does air quality studies, pollen, the allergens, all of that stuff. If this sounds familiar, there's a reason why. There is actually a kind of mini version of this that's actually in practice right now. It's the West End. AT&T was a former partner with the city of Dallas. They did kind of a mini version of their advanced traffic management system. They called it a living lab, and it's just two blocks. Basically, what it is it's pre-timed street lights. They have a digital kiosk, some sensors that will measure the air quality and things like that. AT&T, the statement that they put out yesterday said that AT&T didn't offer anything on the scale that Dallas is really looking for.
So now they're partnering with Ericsson?
Ericsson already
has. Which is funny because Ericsson made the cell phones in the 1990s and hasn't made anything since.
That was the best.
And yet here they are on the cutting edge of this.
They are. And it's, I mean, this is a billions and billions and billions of dollars of industry because there are a lot of cities that are coming forward that want to be a, you know, quote unquote smart city. Dallas isn't alone in that. One of the representatives with Ericsson spoke yesterday at the technology conference right now that's going on, and he said that it's easy for cities like Dallas to do things like this because we're a relatively new city in the grand scheme of things. He said London's a little harder to do, you know, because it's older.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and so he said that their
infrastructure is very ancient.
Right. And he said they're really happy to partner with the city of Dallas and they're looking forward to what they can come up with. You know, ultimately, they want to get it fully installed. They did start installing some of the sensors and cameras back in the fall. And so they're continuing that process right now. No word on when it's going to totally go online. But, you know, it's just a way for them. What they really want to do is bring communities together and just kind of make things easier for everybody.
Does this have to do with the flying cars too?
No.
Not
that I'm aware.
Different.
That's
right.
Different. But that would make it a lot easier too if you could fly.
Read a story just yesterday about cars replacing cell phones. I don't really understand that. In other words, your car would be capable of doing everything your phone is capable of doing. Except, what do you got to do? Go run out to the garage when you want to ask Google a question? I mean,
mine does a lot of things, and it's really funny because I work a lot in my car.
Yes.
A lot in my car. More than I work at home, pretty much. I will sit in my car and I'll work. I know.
And what does it do?
Well, it's got Wi-Fi. It's got a lot of the things that I need to do, so I can work from anywhere.
All right, thank you, Robin Geske, our producer, and purveyor of knowledge about everything, all kinds of weird, arcane stuff she knows, especially politics and history and government.